Hello, Viggy. How are you, mate?
Hello, Jared.
How you going, mate?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Up and about from your win on the weekend?
Yeah, I'm flying chopper. we're recording this in the morning, so that intro music was just a bit too aggressive for my liking, but...
It was a bit too much to handle, but we got through.
Sammy boy.
What's going on, mate?
Another week
in the bag. Another week in the books, pig. Round three done. Can you believe it?
I know.
Round four this week.
Okay, so yeah, it was a bit of an up and down week. We played each other in Supercoach.
Yes, we did in our league.
It was a tight finish.
You want to just quickly just brush over that, pig?
Yeah, so I scored 22-12.
Yep.
So, okay, not the best guy. I think I've still got room for improvement. But, yeah, as you know, I took you on, and I think, what did you end up getting?
21-73, yep.
Yeah, so it looked like it was an easy win for most of the weekend, and then big... Bad Schnagger boy.
Schnagger.
Darcy went crazy in the last game.
Yeah.
And I basically had Hayden Young.
Yep.
And he started pretty slow. And he ended up saluting for me. He got about an 86.
Yeah, he did.
He's barely on 50 at halftime, I think, around the mark. So, yeah, it was a pretty good game, but I almost thought I was about to get robbed.
Robbed! Right in front of me!
Yeah, I basically needed big Schnags to outscore Hayden Young by about 80 points. And he went close, about 60 points. He outscored him by, but not enough.
Half time, he was flying.
Yeah, he's on 95 or something at half time. Yeah. It's crazy.
But, you know, you take that away, you'd be happy because he's underperformed a little bit for you. So at least that's a positive, right?
Yeah, it's good to see. Definitely happy with that.
All right, mate, another week. I should turn my phone on silent. I'm a professional.
Yeah, come on, mate.
Just want to let you all know this is still the number one podcast show in all of Australia.
Yep.
Okay, should we get our apologies out of the way?
Yeah, go on.
I'm sorry.
Oh, what do you got to be sorry for this week, Piggy?
I'm sorry to you, Pig.
Oh, no.
From the bottom of my heart, I am sorry. I know you needed that.
Oh, no.
I know you needed the win this week. And
I don't want your pity, all right?
Oh, no pity needed. It was a good contest, but yeah, I don't have a lot to be apologetic about, but I also want to apologise on the behalf of Damien Barrett.
I did see this during the week.
If you were like me and you were in the car and you heard him say that the showdown should be moved to Melbourne and your eyes and ears just started bleeding like mine.
It's crazy.
I think someone needs to be accountable and apologise. So I know he won't, but anyone listening out there that's sickened by that call, I'm sorry.
What are they thinking?
Just so tone deaf. I was like, what are you talking about?
It's crazy. Although it should be a standalone game. That should definitely happen. Oh, he did say that.
Without a doubt.
So that's true. You know, it shouldn't Friday be merging with another game. So... But yeah, you can't move the show down to Melbourne. What the hell?
Let's play it at Waverley. We'll go to Waverley and we'll play it there for you on a Wednesday night, Dan. Oh,
it's craziness.
Absolute
bloody Victorians, mate. I've got a bit of an apology, Pig.
Okay, good. Yep.
Last week I said on the podcast that Kay Chandler was a trap.
Yes.
And geez, he just keeps getting it done, Pig.
He does.
And another 90-plus score and went up about $80,000, which is crazy. And he's going to go up another sort of 50 or 60 this week too.
He's got a real role for Melbourne at the moment. What about when Cozzy Pickett gets back? You think that might change?
Yeah, it's concerning. But, I mean, he's done enough to get a spot in the team, you'd think, in the next few weeks at least. So.
Well, that's right. We'd rather be glass half empty, wouldn't we?
So he's coming to my team this week just on the amount of money he's going to be making in the next couple of weeks. So that's my apology on that one.
Apology accepted on behalf of all the pundits out there.
Hopefully he's not a trap when he gets into my team. Yeah. That would really hurt.
Because I've got a real good track history of bringing players in and just becoming devout of them. So it wouldn't be the first and it won't be the last, Piglet. All right, mate, plenty to get into. Mm-hmm. So no time like the present.
Prize pigs. The big piggies in our team.
Okay, I've left a couple off here off my list. I thought Corey might be joining us, but
not this week.
Yeah, we had to reschedule our podcast.
I'm sure he'll make an appearance next week, Piggy.
So, Corey, you've been dropped down.
He's been very good.
He's back down to the regional circuit. He's calling a few amateur games.
Yeah, down to the twos, yep.
Okay, Piglet, I want to start with Connor Rosie.
Yeah, go on.
So, yeah, you know, I'm pretty hard on the boy.
Yep.
Nah, absolutely love him. But he was a rare shining light in the Port's loss to,
he was very good.
To the Crows. So he scored a 126, which I believe is the highest score he's had this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he's averaging just over 100. So he's doing a job. I'd love more scores like that. So, yeah, pretty happy. Really happy with that. Connor Rosie, very good. And another one I've got here, Pigler, is the big muffin.
Yeah, Timmy English.
Timmy Tea Time English.
So frustrating not owning him.
139.
Just crazy.
He's really living up to his expectations this year.
He looks great.
Just whether he'll stay on the park. And I don't want to curse him, but, yeah.
He looks good. He looks really good just floating around and being an extra midfielder, basically, Pig. He's about 6'8" midfielder or whatever he is. So
yeah, that's handy, isn't it?
Very handy. So he looks great.
All right, Tim English. I'll mention one more, maybe. Vin Schiesel.
Yes. What an inclusion he's been into our teams.
Yeah, we're just assuming, we're just going to, like, want nothing less than 100 from this guy.
Bizarre, isn't it? Ashcroft was a lock for Rookie of the Year, but it looks like this guy's putting his hand up for sure.
Well, even Walsh that year, he was a lock and he stayed in the whole year, but he wasn't pulling in numbers like this. This is big time football.
Yep.
So he scored 114, 114, and 120 in his first three rounds.
Yeah, big. Very impressive. Very impressive. So he's made a lot of money for us. Could even be a keeper, Pig.
I think so. I think,
have to wait and see, but
yeah, I really think so.
Probably be the last guy we upgrade, you'd imagine.
Yeah, he'd be up there, definitely. I think him, Jinbi at the moment as well.
Jinbi's been incredible, yep.
What about yourself, mate? Who really
stood out for me? So you mentioned big snag at Darcy, 132. Whoa. It was a little bit disappointing, really, considering he was on basically 100 at half time.
Yep.
So, yeah, definitely slowed down in the second half. And, yeah, 132, he got scaled down a bit as well. He was so dominant, Pig. It surprised me that he ended on that score, but that's okay. And Clary Oliver, Pig.
Clary.
I know you probably enjoyed that score this week. Did you captain him?
I did, captain
the big schnauzer?
Now, it's almost like risky business not to have the vice or the captain on him after those two big games, right?
Yep. So, yeah, back to his best. 25 touches and 2 goals, Pig. You want to see him hitting the scoreboard. That's when he can make the big scores. So
that's right. I heard. Beautiful. I listened to maybe SEN during the week. And they said last year he kicked 3 goals, I think, for the whole year.
Mm.
And Bontempelli, you know, in comparison, scored about 20. So if he can get a goal a game, then he win a Brownlow. 2, that's going to translate into even bigger scores. Yep. So, yeah, averaging 134 to start the year.
Love very to see
juicy.
It. Love to see it.
And, you know, I don't want to keep beating a dog horse. I don't think that's the same, but beating a dead horse with our game, Piggott. But, you know, you were faced with the option of maybe using someone else as a captain to try to jump me, but you stuck with Clary, and effectively it would have been over the second that you didn't see on Clary. So good coaching by
had
you.
Had to do it. Yep. Yeah. So he's must have, Piggott. Yep. Looks like he's every bit the number one midfielder we want to see. So definitely get to mention in my prize picks.
Fantastic. All right. Is there anyone else that stood out for you?
Not really. No, that's how bad my team is at the moment, Pig. I don't really have anyone else. I mean, Nick Dacos keeps, you know, ticking over 109 points. So hasn't gone under 100 this year, I believe. So
he's had about 30 plus touches again. I thought he was going to go higher, but.
Yep, 33 touches. So. Yeah, I mean, you know, Timmy T, it was good to see him post his best score of the year, 112.
Yeah.
But, yeah, apart from that, Pig, no, I don't really have any other big scores to write home about.
All right, let's focus on the negatives. I've got the chopping block. We'll get the board out.
Yep.
I've got a few on this one. Pigs that need to be chopped.
Yes.
Okay, number one, now Zach Merritt.
You did mention this guy last week, so you held on to him?
Merritt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. So, yeah, thanks for the – you should have pulled me aside and said, do it now.
Well, you would have got a 0 from LDU if you did
that's
best
true.
That,
that's
so,
true.
You know.
That's true. Shout out Eagle Mike, who bring in LDU, and then, he wasn't watching the game, wasn't attentive.
No.
And then LDU got pulled out 5 minutes before the game, so that was brutal. But, I don't know, just stick around in this episode. There might be still some hope for LDU.
Oh.
All right, so Merritt has scored an 88 on the weekend, averaging 98, and, yeah, he's lost a little bit of money already, probably 20-30K, but he's got to go because I've got Oliver and I've got Laird as my top two, and he comes in at number 3, so I need big numbers for my top 3 mids, no doubt about it. So, yeah, Zach Merritt is going to find his way out of my team this week,
yep.
And I just think they've got too many ball winners in that Essendon. And then the emergence of Setterfield as well. And then, you know, you've got people like Caldwell and Hobbs. You've got all these midfielders just waiting in the wings as well. So I think Merritt is a good option. Maybe later in the year could be a real pod, but I think early on, maybe I'm not going to – I want the points. My team's in a good spot. I just want points. So, Merritt's going. The other one I've picked is Hayden Young. Bit stiff, this one, but I'm really just picking apart a pretty decent team at the moment. So he scored an 84. He started with a bang in round one. He's scored a 50 and 84 since I picked him up. So, I've got a real track history of doing that. I think Jaden Short did the same thing to me last year or the year before. So his break-even's 152. So he's looking like maybe a 30K loss or something like that. So fortunately, I just got to ride him a little bit because, one, he looked great in the second half of the Derby. He's 21. What is he, 21? Something like that.
Yep.
So he's got plenty of upside. I don't think this is the ceiling for him. And if he can creep up, look, if he's getting 96s to under 100, then that's okay for me for now, as long as he's not bleeding out. So, I'm going to stick the fat with Hayden Young.
Yep. But he's on notice.
He's on notice, so, I've definitely called him into the office and said, mate.
Had a discussion.
Had a discussion about his
mediation session.
Yeah, so
fair enough.
I've got the yellow card out. I haven't pulled the red yet.
definitely one to keep an eye on. He can turn it around. Pick, like you said, he was very good in the second half last week. He's that sort of player that can just go bang. So I think, just stick the fat with him.
Yeah, I think so. We'll see what happens. Watch this space. Piggy, let's really open up to him. I want to see the inner workings of this thing.
I've got a couple issues to think about. I mean, I think you dealt with this, or you might have this issue as well. Sam Doherty, Piggy. He's for an absolute top tier primo defender, averaging under 90 points. It's just not good enough. There's only turned up once this year, so
To me, it's not good enough.
No, nowhere near good enough. So,
but you like?
I mean, he had 40 touches last week, Pig, or 39 touches.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And had 87 points.
How does that work? How
so
does that
obviously
translate?
He must have just burnt the ball massively.
Yeah. Okay.
So frustrating.
I didn't know that. I actually didn't see his disposal. As soon as I seen his score, I was like, "You're dead to me this week." But
so two-part. He did get a bit of midfield time as well.
So I guess that's like a silver lining, isn't it? Really? Yeah,
it is. But he has to be on notice. I mean, we can't have our expected number one defender. We can't have an average of 89. It's just not good enough. So,
Pig, mediocrity is a tool of the devil, they tell me.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh, I've just made that up. I reckon that's pretty profound, though, didn't it?
It is. No, very good.
Okay, good.
So he's on notice, Pig.
100%.
He probably gets one more week in my team this week, but if he can't turn it around and show me something decent, then he'd probably have to go.
Okay, I like it, Pig. Nice and honest. Anyone else you want to chuck in?
Yeah, there's a couple more. I mean, Rowan Marshall, Piggy. I want to put him. I wouldn't put him on notice. I mean, obviously, he's massively owned, very popular pick in sort of 100,000 teams. But one score over 100 so far in his first three rounds. 78 last week, and I reckon he had a 80. You know, 80 round one. So
that 129 really saved him. His break even's still 80. But, like, again, it's not good enough. So it feels like either everyone's got, like, English and Marshall or, like, Darcy and Marshall. So we're going to try to combine couple.
It's not the end of the world because a lot of coaches own him. But, if there could be some coaches that jump off early and actually get a benefit if he can't turn it around. So I'll be keeping a close eye on him this week. Who have they got? The Gold Coast. So
against Whitsy.
Yeah, could be a bit of a tough one against Whitsy. You think he'd win the round the ground battle there, so.
But in saying that, when Dogs played Saints, that's the round he got a 129, and English got a 130 plus, I think. So you never know, but I think the Ruck's a competitive market at the moment, especially Whits. He's flying under the radar. I'd like to see his ownership.
Whits is gone. Yeah, Whits looks really good.
Like, he's giving you that 100 plus. He's not going to get 140s, I don't think, but I knew he probably has got a 140.
He's averaging 124.
Really?
And he has first round 140.
Okay, so I'm completely off the mark there, but I think
looks good.
If you've got a big ruckman like English or Snagger, like, to have someone consistently tonning up, there's your ton. There's your extra 20-30 points that might separate you. I feel like we're all pretty tight at the moment. Teams will break away as the year go, but I think if you 50 points could really, like, boost you right up the rankings.
Yeah,
50 at the
points
end of the
is
week
a lot.
Yeah, so there you go. There's your 50.
Big difference. So, keeping an eye on him. Wits is definitely an option to look at, for sure. But that's probably about it for me, Piggy, for now.
All right, let's cast our eyes over the rest of the league, and we'll just have a look at some of the big scores for the round. Yes, so,
plenty.
Tommy Stewart. You heard of him?
Yeah, I have heard of him, yeah. 1 week knee injury, which is surprising, but he came back with a bang, didn't he?
Come back with 167.
Crazy.
I know.
Crazy.
He went out the first week on like a 30, no, 18. So he went out on, yeah, on an 18. So yep, his break even's quite high. It's
around 180 or something, I think.
What something was it? Like 160. That. So,
yep,
yeah, like, unless he just backs it up and breaks even, which is amazing, he's probably going about 20K. But the funny thing is, with that big score, he's averaging 92 across two games. So he's averaging more than Doherty in two games. And
with an 18, yeah.
Yeah, with an 18. It's, so, yeah, I got big raps on this guy. Yeah, and
massive. Massive. So that's his ceiling, Piggy. He's got a massive ceiling. So,
yep,
very enticing player to own, definitely.
We mentioned Clary. So, Josh Kelly, 148. This guy's got me thinking at the moment.
He's definitely have to be on the radar.
He has to be, really.
He looks very good.
So, he's worth 580K, which is pretty nicely priced. Yep. I could probably go to merit to him if I wanted to.
Mm.
Averaging 114. And, yeah, he's just he teased the comp a few years ago to be an absolute star, and then he kind of had a mediocre in his comparison last couple of years.
Yeah.
But now he could be on the way up, so yeah, watch his space.
Well, yeah, so far he's been on the inside a lot more this year, Pig, and in round one he got the concussion, so he only scored an 80. Yeah. So, you know, his average isn't quite a true average either. So
it's true, yeah, okay.
He could be a great pick if yeah, obviously I would use one to consider, but I'd almost be telling you to go Kelly over LDU, right, Pig.
Yeah.
He's a great pick.
Okay, yeah.
But massive score from him. Who else has some massive scores, Pig?
Do you want me to go through a couple more?
Yeah,
Caleb Sarong, this little nugget.
Yep.
Great. If you're on the punt front, he's the man for 25 at the moment.
You're just racking him up.
Yeah, really impressed. 146 he scored. So huge. I think he had about 36 touches, won the Ross Glendinning, or whatever it's called.
Won the medal, yeah.
Yep. So his break even's 47 as well, because he's only worth 500K. Mm-hmm. So let's just cast our ivory scores. So he's had a 70, a 101, 146. So
he's building nicely.
He's building very nicely, yeah. So I liked another one to watch his space before he goes up too much. He's at about five.
He's very cheap.
He's at about, projected to go about 20K. So if he's up at about 530, 540 in a couple of weeks and he's still pulling in hundreds, he's definitely someone to look at.
Yep. Got the pedigree.
Brody Grundy.
Yeah.
Can't say I like the guy.
I know. How does this make you feel, Pig?
Yeah, I know. 143, but, you know, it's life.
It was always going to happen when Gorn went down. He was always going to, you know, have the ability to put some big scores on the board.
It's actually a blessing for Melbourne, because I think he needed to be shocked back into playing. He might be a bit low on confidence. He seems like pretty composed as a human being, but I think he might have been a bit shocked because he was the number one ruckman for about 4 years running. Mm-hmm. So even when he played in the first few games, he's playing second fiddle to Gorn, but basically he's just being thrusted back into the limelight. And yeah, 143, moved around the ground really well. So boosted his average up to 95. I quite like it. But, I've moved him out of my team. I bring in English, so I'm not really looking at him at the moment. But, no. Geez, this could be the form that could really catapult him into a massive season.
Yep. Yeah, and he's probably got another 3 or 4 weeks, you'd imagine, with the number one role. So if you are looking for a cheaper option, you know, if you can't get to English, he's a great guy to look at, Big, for 3 or 4 weeks at least.
Fantastic, Pig. I want to just bring up a couple more guys.
Yep.
All defenders, because defenders seem to be the issue for most teams.
Mm.
Liam Baker, 143 on the weekend.
Huge.
He's only worth 464K, averaging 108. Obviously, that score might have boosted him up a bit.
Yep.
But yeah, he's expected to go up 40K over the weekend.
Yes.
And then we've got Will Day. This is what I wanted to bring up.
Yes, I did have him here. Yep.
139, 402K. And he's averaging 99 after that big score. So
huge.
I think we watched a bit of the game together. He's got plenty of midfield time.
Yep. Yeah, the role is locked in. He looks incredible, definitely. Yep.
So he's got a 60, a 98, and a 139. So he's actually tracking in the right direction.
Yep.
And then just one more I wanted to talk to you about. Oh, geez, I'm splitting hairs here, but I want to go to Adam Sard, actually.
Mm.
I was going to say Nick Newman. He's averaging over 100 for Carlton at the moment, but
yep.
Adam Sard.
Yeah.
He's teased for so many years to be that primo.
He was good last year. He had a decent year, but yeah, he's gone bang this year again, isn't he?
So he's pricey. He's 581K, but he is break even's 92. He is averaging 118. So he scored 128 in the weekend. He started the season with a 115, a 113, and a 128.
Yeah. Ultra impressive. Taking all Doherty's points, so it's frustrating. But yeah, he looks great. I had my doubts on him as a pick this year, but he's proved me wrong so far. Looks really good. So definitely don't hesitate to bring him in. Nice little pod. Anyone else you got there, Piggy?
I think that's it.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, there's a few ones, a few guys to look at, but we covered them pretty well.
All right, Pig, we've talked about, we've talked about everything.
The big pigs.
The big pigs, the chopping
the
block.
The sick pigs.
The sick pigs. It should be the sick pigs, right?
We'll change it. Sick pigs.
Sick pigs next week. Pigs of the week. So let's have a little break and let's get into some trade talk. Trade.
I want to trade.
I want to trade.
Oh, God. I need to trade my way out of this, Pig.
Trade. Yeah, I know. I want to let you take the center stage.
I don't know. I'm just lost,
so,
mate.
So before we get into it, how many trades have you used this year?
Let me just reset this week. So I've got 31 trades to use. So what's that? Five. I've used 5 trades so far.
Okay. So you used the boost 1 week and then two. Yep.
Just 2 1 week. Yep. So 5 trades been used. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what to do, Pig. I'm really stuck. I mean, I'm probably going to move on Finn Callahan, I think.
So what's the glaring part of your field that you're underperforming, you got a light forward line, light back line? What do you think it is?
Well, it's probably the back line. You know, I've got Doherty as my number one guy, and he's averaging 80. So
yeah.
But yeah, Finn Callahan, I want to move on because I reckon this is break even. I don't have the thing here, Pig. What, about 40-odd, 50-odd or something?
Yeah, I'll have a look. So you actually mentioned this about Finn because he got a head knock, right, a couple of weeks ago?
He got a shoulder knock.
I swear he got it. I think he got a bit of a head knock 1 or 2 weeks ago.
Maybe.
And remember you said, like, once when players get a bit of a head knock, they get a bit groggy after.
I don't know. He might have.
I could be completely wrong about that, but I'll just swear he got it.
I know Josh Kelly had concussion and came back and went 150, so.
Okay, so.
Maybe I'm not quite right there.
Let's disregard that then. Callahan, averaging break even 69.
Whoa, okay, yeah. That's a lot higher than I thought it was, yeah. So he's definitely in my plans this week. So
it says he should drop about 4-5K if he gets around that score. Yeah, I'm hoping he can get one. That, but he's on the way out in a couple of weeks as well. Yep. But all right. So what's your scenario? What are you doing this week?
Yeah, I don't know. I want to move him on. Obviously, cash him in to a rookie, perhaps.
Yep. Have you got any in mind?
No. Well, just basically Chandler is the one I really want because he's going to continue massively rising in prices.
So you said
200K he is.
He's 200K.
Went up 83K in his first price rise. That's craziness. Massive. So, and I reckon he's set to go up another 60 or 70. If you look at the numbers there.
Yeah, he's minus 42, a projected 43K rise. So yeah, it's not a bad move. You're basically going to bring him up to the same value as Finn going down. Because what's Finn, 260?
260, yep.
Yeah, it's about 100K turnaround. So you're going to save 60 and then make probably 40 as well. So, is there any thought into to going Finn to Hopper? Like if you could move something around?
Yeah, I could do that.
That's what I looked at as well. I'm like, can I fit Hopper in? But I think I fell about 30K short of doing a boost and bringing him in. But all right, so let's just say for argument's sake, Finn to Chandler, then what?
Yeah, I'm not sure, Big. I'm not sure. I'm a bit stuck. I might just do that. I might just do one. That could be the go. Just do one trade and hope the likes of Doherty can turn it around, you know, that sort of thing. So
just bank the cash and wait for that rise on
Could
Chandler.
Be the smart option to go with, I think.
So is Finn on your field at the moment?
Well, he was, but
Who's going to take that spot?
McKenzie.
You've got a bit of money on your bench. We talked about this last week.
So Finn will go onto the bench and I can cash him in to someone. I can cash him into a basement price rookie and get 150K.
That would be another option for me. I think there's a few, like, I'm talking Port Adelaide, Josh Sidden surely is going to get a game soon. He's he like 120k. Yep.
He was good in the SNFL.
Buddy Wardlaw's close, but he's so expensive.
He played the VFL, yep.
Yeah,
he
was but good. He's very expensive.
He is.
So you're not going to, you're probably not going to save much more money than Chandler. You might as well go Chandler for now.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I've got some nice cash generation on the bench, you know. But yeah, it just means I've really need a lift from the likes of Doherty. Goda as well. Pig, I've got to probably deal with Goda soon.
Yep.
You know, his break even, I reckon, about 20. He's D5.
D5, yep. Okay.
Yep.
And who's D6 for you?
Wilmot or Cowan.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, sort of interchangeable between those two.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, I basically have to wait till selections pick to really know what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, Constable could be one that I could definitely look at as well for Finn Callahan, if he's named.
Yep.
He's a guy that's going to make big money, so... Yeah, plenty to think about, Pig. But yeah, Callahan's the first one that's going to go, I think.
Yeah, I know. We took the risk on him, and I'm a little bit disappointed, but I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. He could come out and just go bang this week.
I know, he could.
I don't know.
But yeah, I'm happy to move him on.
Yeah, I don't think
bank my 30K that he got me and move him on for someone else. But I think just maybe one trade, Pig. We'll see how we go.
Yeah, well, trades are worth.
I'll probably end up boosting as well. But
last minute boost, yeah, okay. Oh,
God. Yeah, I need to, I don't know, Pig. I'm struggling this year. I just can't seem to get the right formula.
It's funny because I feel like you are where I am most years, where like my team's pretty good. Like you're not going to have to gut this whole team, but you're like two or three players off and it feels like you're just always one step behind. That's how I feel most years. Like the value of getting it right to start with gives you like lets you bring in some players a week or two earlier than someone else.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah, so, big. But there's still hope, Pig. You just, as in, like, no, there's still...
definitely, yeah, I'm playing the long game, Pig. Yeah. My bench is really good. It's got some nice cash generation, so...
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I might even get more cash generation and really play the long game, try and come storming home at the end of this season.
Yes, I like it. I love to hear it.
See how we go.
Very
what about
good.
You, Piggy? What are you thinking?
All right, so...
You're flying.
Yeah, when you say cash out, I've got a bit of cash out on my bench at the moment as well. I'm just looking at it. I think we've both done pretty well with our rookies. I've got Wilmot, Constable down back, Baker, Davey, and Chesser, who just got injured. And then I've got Noah Long. He's been great.
He's been good.
And then I've got Fergus Green, who's just kind of plugging away, doing his job as well. So, all right, this week I think I'm going to downgrade Merritt to Davies Uniac.
Yep.
So that should... net me about 30k back, plus Davies Uniac should go up, geez, 40k.
Yeah.
His break-even's 21. So even if he comes out and gets 100, I'm pretty sure he's going to go up about 30, 40k. Yep. So, yeah, that's my only reason. But you got me thinking about bloody Josh Kelly as well.
Yeah, I like Kelly. I really do.
But then I'm thinking, oh, God, should I just take the – should I get that cash gen? That's important for me as well. So, and LDU, geez, we're a bit pessimistic sometimes, aren't we? Like
he looks great.
Because we've been around the trap so many times, we think, oh, yeah, he's had two good games, but he hasn't got the
runs, support, the
runs on the board. Mm. So, you know, he's always one game away from getting a 60. But, you know, some people – we'll just jump on him and he'll go well. So, yeah I'm going to go Luke Davies Uniac.
Good.
And then for my second trade, I'm going to trade Doherty out for Tom Stewart.
Big moves.
Big moves.
Big moves.
I think I'm on the precipice of having
that's big.
A really good team. And I think this might be, this might be the move. So that leaves me 24K and I have traded. What have I done? I've had four trades this year. I think I went 3-1 and that will be two. So that's six for the... for the first four rounds or something. That's not too bad, solid. Right?
Yeah, no, very good.
Yeah,
very good.
So...
In a good spot.
Six of the first three rounds, I should say.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all right. So that's what I've got. I've got a few holes. Like I've got Constable I had on the field. I don't know if he's playing. So I've got kind of like a loophole with Wilmot and Cowan. And, yeah, Finney, I'm going to see how he goes. I might even try to play Baker instead of Finn. But my move next week is to move Finn out.
Yeah.
For a bargain rookie, like that's hopefully going to debut or something like that, like a 110, 120 rookie, and then use that 100K to probably push Hayden Young up to like a Saad or a something like that. So then my back three will be like Tom Stewart, Dacos, and Saad or something like that.
Yep. Very solid.
Hey, I just want to mention the Hornet. Hornet scored me an 84 in the weekend. You've got him still, right?
I do still have him.
So he's averaging 88. He's doing a job for us.
Yeah. Yep.
If we can get him up to 450, something like that, and then pull the trigger, I'll be happy.
Yep. No, definitely. Yeah, if he can keep putting up 80 pluses, then yeah, I'm happy with that. Definitely. Yeah.
All right.
But cool. No more 40s. We can't have that.
Yeah, we can't have that.
But no, he was much better on the weekend. So good to see.
Okay. All right. Shall we just jump into some rookies while we're talking rookies?
Yes.
So we had, it's been an absolute abundance of really, really good scoring rookies big this ones. Year.
Yep.
And you can see some of the early rising stars are correlating with the big scores. So she's all that.
Yep.
120. Do you want me to just go through
Go through a few, Pig, and I'll just pluck them out as well.
I pulled most of these out of my team anyway. The Jimby 104. Ashcroft 80, very solid. Cam McKenzie 89. He's going to be a great footballer. Oscar Baker 95.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable for the Dogs. So
great.
Hopefully he'll do another job this week. Noah Long 78. He's been great for the West Coast. And I think he was one of the three players that weren't injured for West Coast on the weekend. So
should be safe in the team for a while.
I really think he's going to have a little bit of security. So Davey. 66.
Yep.
He's ticking along. For a small forward, right? That's a great score.
Good.
So
looks very good.
Yeah, it must be like impact on game or, involvement, score involvements.
Score involvements and, pressure acts and these sort of things he's really good at.
Yeah.
So definitely.
Anyone else, Pigo?
A couple more. So Jacob Van Ruin was on debut for the Demons. Really good.
Snag three.
And he kicked three snags, so 89 points. That's really good. Tyler Brockman played again. For the Hawks this year, for his first game this year.
Yeah.
89 I like points.
I really like him.
Yeah.
He's a small forward.
Hasn't had a good run of it of late, but he looked really good on the weekend. A couple more. Yeah. So Will Phillips was named in the 22 pick.
Yes.
So he was solid, 78 points. So he's on the bubble.
So let's just talk about him quickly because he's one that I was thinking of going thin to Will Phillips, but it's just really... has he got the security? I was shocked he got omitted in round one, but has he got the security? Because you got LDU and Simpkin coming back, but geez, this guy's too good not to be in the team.
You think so, yeah. Yeah, so that's why selection is important this week. If he can get his name in the team with the likes of those guys, then I think he does have the security.
So they're playing tomorrow. They're playing Good Friday.
Friday, yep.
Tomorrow. So teams come out tonight. They're all three of them are starting on the field. In the first 22, do you go Phillips over Chandler for your downgrade?
I think you probably do, yeah.
Yep. I like that. I'm always thinking about boosting, if that's the case, and getting Phillips for Callahan. That's what I'm thinking, but it could be a waste of a pick, but geez.
No, I think it's a good pick. Yep. If he's named in the team with those guys, I think, it's a good pick, definitely.
Because he come on as a sub. Was it this game or last game?
Round one, I think, or round two.
Actually, was it last week? He came on as a scub.
Round one, he came on as a sub. Yeah. And last week, he was named.
But he came on as a sub and he scored a 70 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he scored a 66 or 65. Yep. So he just has no problem scoring, that's for sure.
Yep. So,
definitely. No, he looks really good.
In the preseason, just an absolute shock.
Mm.
Hey, can we just talk about one more elephant in the room? Elliot Yeo, is he playing this week? What do you think?
Well, that's the word.
Early thoughts.
The word is he is playing, Pig. So he could prove to be a savior in my back line. We'll see.
Could be the prince that was promised.
He could be.
Yeah, because maybe I might go Hayden Young down to Elliot Yeo and then just absolutely go gangbusters.
Not a bad option, definitely.
So
keeping an eye on that for the selection table, definitely.
Plenty to think about.
Yeah, I don't think there's anyone else really. Harry Roston, pick I want to mention as well from the Giants. Looks really good. I think he was a first-round pick for them last year or maybe early second round.
I think it was, first, maybe.
Yeah, so he's, two games under his belt, just averaging 51.5, but looks pretty solid. See if he's selected this week, but he's on the bubble, so he's one to think about.
All right, very good, Pig. I don't know, I'm biased, but this feels like our best episode yet. So
is it?
Maybe early morning rises should be our forte.
There we go, is it?
It could be, yeah. All right, let's have one more break and then we will do a bit of housekeeping to conclude the show. Very good. Pig, just realised I haven't been very active on the old soundboard.
No.
Try that again.
There's been a lot to get through, Piggy.
There has been.
Plenty happening. Plenty happening. So, a lot to think about. I've got big decisions to make, Pig. I just don't know what to do.
Pig, back your gut. You're, mate, God. You've, you, the only person I know that's got multiple pairs of bloody socks for KFC. Yeah. So, you know.
I'll back it in.
Back yourself in. But, yeah, another good week. Patreon is going well. The Patreon punt went well. God, we're so close to just absolutely bursting the door down.
Yep.
Had some big wins, got close, got the buddy, you know, Geordie Dawson screwed us by a couple of touches.
He did.
That Essendon multi we put on, we gave Essendon, I think, like a 14.5 point.
Three goals, I reckon we gave
him. 14.5, and they won by they lost by 17 or something. Right, yeah. So, yeah. And then like, I think in the last quarter, Dylan Shield, there's a few that were way off, and they all come good for us. So we are so close to going massive. But the biggest thing is 3 weeks in, 9, 18, 27 games, and we've still kept our float originally, so...
Yeah, we got more as well. We're $60 up.
We are $60 up, yeah. Yep. But, yeah, so Ladbrokes and Sportsbet sucked in.
Yeah, sucked in, mate. We've got your money. Got your money in our account, so...
Yep.
Now, anytime you can take money from them, pick it, it's a good day, so...
It's a good day. So the Patreon League?
Yes, yes.
Chockies over this week. Let me have
a quick look at the Patreon League. I know Mickey had another good score, but I don't think he featured in the... In the rankings.
I'm sitting fifth at the moment.
Yeah, so Brad Priest actually, Brad Prest notched up 23-15. So that was quite impressive. And shout out to Brad, actually. He wants us to put his winnings on a punt. So
yeah, love true
to see that. Love to see that from you, Bradley. Well done, mate.
Yeah, so we'll have a 20-legger on the way. Yeah,
we'll have one ready for him soon.
Don't tell them
so. Definitely. And Benny from Last Kai, 23.09, so he was very close to taking first place. So, yeah, I think above 23 was a really good score this week or last week. So there's some good scores there. And James from Newport FC, who's actually already featured in the top three this year, 22.64 big. So
yeah, he
earned himself a bit of money for the weekend as well.
He's sitting second at the moment. So the leaderboard at the moment, we've got Bondi's Boy number one, Newport FC number two, Pug's Paradise.
Yeah, there he is.
We might have to do an order on this guy to see if he's on performance enhancers.
See if he's breaching salary cap.
Fon Cheetah, and to round the top five, this is a young up-and-coming team. She Takes Premiums.
Yes, She Takes Premiums, dude.
Oh, that's my favourite name I've ever created.
That's actually very good.
She Takes Premiums.
When I saw that, I knew you're going to have a good year.
You knew that? It's all in the name, right?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Actually, Mickey didn't have a good week last week.
No, because he LDU gate.
Correct. Yeah, that's right. Yep.
But he that bounced really back, hurt. So he's going to be better for it.
But it's pretty close. You know, you can see sort of the top five are within 100 points of each other.
Yeah, the top five are, within 100. Yep. So, you know, I'm looking at like about 30 points separating me from the top three. So
You're right there.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Good. I'm glad you're happy for me, Pete. Must be hard.
Well, it's the first, so I'm going to...
Say that again.
Say that again, yeah. I knew that was going. It's about time you had a good season, Pig. It was the 12th year in Supercoach, Coach, is it? Something?
Hey, Pig. Just Blighty's pretty called in. He's wanting to talk to you about your game on the weekend.
Didn't have a great first quarter. Didn't have a great second quarter. In fact, I didn't think he had a great game.
Yeah, get stuff, Blighty.
Spoken like a true champion.
I'm sick of you, mate.
Oh yeah, Blighty, you're off, mate. We're gonna update these sound one.
Yeah, we'll keep changing around.
All right, my friend.
Well done, Piggy.
It's been real. Very good. It just hasn't been.
Good luck this week.
Real good.